Ask Catherine. Hi, Catherine. I listened to the year-end tax planning report, and I wanted to direct your attention to the Roth backdoor. That really makes the discussion of contribution limits a moot point. Anyone of any income can contribute to a Roth IRA. The backdoor strategy has been around for at least 10 years. The way it works is an individual to contribute to a non-deductible IRA as a first step, and then subsequently transfer over to the Roth. I first was alerted to this option about 15 years ago on Bob Brinker. And there are multiple white papers on it, but I think it's an important consideration as part of any year-end or year-beginning tax planning. Finally, how do I get a hard copy of your salary report and filtering investments from a couple years back? Also, are you going to offer premium memberships where we can always receive hard copies of the salary report? Don't see that as an option for purchase. Anyway, thanks for the great website. Really tremendous stuff. That's an excellent feedback on the backdoor. Roth backdoor. And as a thank you, I'm going to send you a complimentary one on investment screening. I think you mean the one we did in third quarter 2016. So I appreciate that. Yes, we are planning on doing an option, a premium option, where you automatically get the hard copies. We hope to have, we've been working on a new website. I've told you it's coming out and it hasn't. But we expect to launch it in the first quarter, and that will, at that point, we'll implement a premium membership on the annual subscriber. So if you're an annual subscriber and you want to automatically get the hard copy, you can sign up for the premium. Dr. Farrell noted that Mike Adams over at Natural News had a big rollout on the evidence that indicates that Bitcoin is a psyop headed towards a digital currency. And I thought it was interesting. He laid out specific steps of how it was going to get here to there, and I thought that was interesting. And Joseph and I are going to be talking about that when I record news trends and stories with him for the annual wrap-up. Dear Catherine, I've heard you talking about looking back at your family history to see the ways they've been harvested. And then this very wonderful person goes into a long description, which will be in our notes, of how his family was harvested. And it's very poignant, and it reminds me of so many families, including my own. Anyway, he ends, my brief description doesn't cover it all, but it was definitely a context-shifting exercise. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you and the Salieri team. And on a final note, listening to you and Franklin Sanders and others talk about spiritual warfare in the prayer book has gotten me through an incredibly dark and difficult year. Thank you for all you do, for your hard work and services, giving my family the wisdom to turtle on and the love to stick together and the knowledge that things will get better. That is so wonderful. I have to commend you for going back and looking and seeing the harvesting. It's so, you know, on one hand, it's a very gruesome experience to face something like that. I've had to do it. But at the same time, once you face it, it makes you so much wiser about how you use your time and you don't let yourself get tricked. Of course, one of the things you'll see is doing everything you can to take control of your health and being your own doctor and really engaging in very significant and very economic preventative health and other things you can do to ensure you're healthy, not get caught up and trapped in that system. That's why we've done two interviews this year, one with Laura Thompson and one with Joe Klein about how to take responsibility for your own health. But another thing is, you mentioned prayer. Prayer is a wonderful way to figure out how to navigate all the twists and turns and this. And finally, keeping your family close together. It's so important not to get divided and conquered and played against each other, because when you tear families apart, the expenses and the economics are just absolutely dreadful. So, banding together and, you know, developing that conspiracy to learn how to navigate the twists and turns together can make an enormous difference to the economics. And of course, learning how to do as much as you can on yourself, keeping that overhead low, which, if the family's conspiring together, it absolutely can work. Anyway, we are working on the prayer book. Normally we send it out at Christmas time, but we decided we're going to make it part of the new year. So look for the prayer book to be available. And of course, those are complimentary. And we'll mail one out to anybody who requests one. So just stay tuned to the website and you'll see them. Anyway, I would encourage everybody, it's a very worthwhile exercise to go back and look at how you and your family have been harvested over time. And I really appreciate the subscriber for writing in and telling their story. And I would encourage you to take a look at the notes. I have an article called Living History. It's so important to understand our history. It can make us so much more powerful. Catherine, during your visit with Bill Binney, did he say that NSA is able to monitor ham radios? I was going to answer that I didn't discuss that with him, but it's a good question. And so it turns out you emailed him and contacted him, and he said he didn't know. Then somebody writes in, what are the chances this will be done honestly, referring to the story about the Pentagon announcement of a new audit? It depends on what you mean by honestly. I don't see how you can have an honest report without making the black budget transparent. So what is really going on and where is the money going, whether it's the underground bases or a secret space program, et cetera. So here's the question. Can the professional military get a much tighter control and re-engineer to a positive return on investment? In other words, can they get performance to the politics and corporate subsidy? Yes, but I think it's going to take a lot of hard work and quite a while. And of course, when you push back against something that's simply holding the stock market up as opposed to getting performance, there's a real non-alignment there, and it's a very tricky thing to get. Now, do they intend to find and get back the $21 trillion or assert ownership for it for the citizens? I think that's highly unlikely. The only way you have the political will to do something like that is if, you know, you decide you're going to claw back monies from factions that now have it and have it on an illegal basis and are doing something which is harmful to the best interests of the country. But of course, those things can get, you know, now we're talking about very dangerous things. And if you're trying to run DOD, you're trying to focus on getting performance over the next year, two, three, four, not having fights that's going to make it more difficult for you to get that performance. So that's why I think it's essential that Solari Report and other independent medias keep asking the questions, because we're in a different position. My big concern is when the day comes to cut pension funds, cut the social safety net, I want to be able to put that $21 trillion on the table and say, look, you know, the money's missing because you stole it, not because the American people have necessarily been profligate. But no matter what happens, it's important to keep asking these questions, because there are insiders in the civil service and in the military who want to run things clean, and the more we can give them leverage to get it to run clean and to use the money to get performance, the better off we all are. So I'm looking for the current DOD leadership and White House leadership to attempt to shift the negative return on investment to positive. I think there's real concern about the extent to which the military has been stripped and capacity has been stretched. And so I'm hoping at a minimum that this can start to make a difference in terms of getting military expenditure being performance, not political. Next question. How do you recommend hedging in the equity markets? There has to be a correction sometime, and I've been saying this for a year and a half, but over that time, particularly last year, as we know, the market has shot up. I thought it was high 2 years ago, and now it keeps reaching historic highs. It has become even more scary. So how do you recommend hedging investments against a correction or crash? The way to do it, I believe, is to use puts. Now, in theory, if you're managing your own money, you can take a course and learn how to do it. I recommend a money manager. That's what I recommend my clients to, a money manager who specializes in the strategy. And there are money managers who do it. I've looked for mutual funds that could do it successfully and have not been able to find anything I was satisfied with. So I recommend to an active manager who specializes in the strategy. Dear Catherine, I listened to your podcast with Richard Dolan, where he said that he was reading Hayek about how economies can't be centrally managed. And I swear I heard you say that freedom was the most important thing. Ha, you are a libertarian, whether you admit it or not. It sounded like you were familiar with the point Hayek was making. So what's the deal? Do you read Hayek and Mises with your flashlight under the covers at night or what? Shall I send you Power and Market for Christmas? Absolutely. Now, you just have to understand, I'm building my way back up. I used to, when the litigation started, I owned about 10,000 books and sold down to 6,000 and then turned over most of that 6,000 to one of my team who was selling them on eBay to keep financing our operations. And believe it or not, can you believe this? They stole them out of his storage unit in Northern Virginia. I couldn't believe it. I said, that is really low. So they were stolen. I had a couple thousand books stolen. I was stolen down to about a few hundred that I had held back. And so I'm building back to 10,000 from there. You should see my house. In fact, I have the local carpenter costing out a whole new set of bookshelves for me. So send them away. Send them away. Your interview with Greg Hunter reminded me of a time traveler story from 4 years ago, so I have a link for you, a copy of what I sent to Greg Hunter. Fitz's gold land and having all the world's brain power figure out how a new enslaving currency. The following from 4 years ago, I conclude whoever wrote this is incredibly perceptive. Then she sends a link to somebody who claims to be a time traveler, describing how Bitcoin destroyed the world and they're coming back from the future to try and warn you. Looks like disinformation to me, but obviously it's very clever. If you haven't seen Putin's comments on cryptocurrencies, there's a man who knows how destructive this potentially could be. It's very interesting. Dear Catherine, as mentioned, your recent conversation with Richard Dolan, please let me know where I can find the JP Morgan study, which says it is difficult to predict what is going on to hap going to happen because the secret part of the market, the secret finances, are driving so much. Anyway, I sent you that link by email. It's funny to see the analysts at JP Morgan now finally have to admit what Farrell and I have been talking about for years. Hi, Catherine. I respect your opinion. I hope you watched the recent Cosmic Disclosure video, Guide to Non-Terrestrial Beings, and tell us if you find this man who is Corey Good believable. Now, I got to give you this particular subscriber, I got to give you a hard time because you keep doing this. You don't respect my time and you don't respect our subscribers' time. You're like a cat that keeps dragging dead rats into the house. You keep asking me about hope porn or fear porn. And the next time you ask me about hope porn or fear porn, I'm just not even going to discuss it on Ask Catherine. But no, I'm not going to watch the latest Corey Good video. And I would suggest what I've suggested the last couple times that this has come up. Please read Richard Dolan's letter on Corey, Andrew, and the whistleblowers. It basically, I couldn't, all I can say is ditto. Amen. I have no time for ops. Time is precious. I'm better off reading Richard Dolan's last book a second time than reading or listening to secret space fiction or disinformation. And I don't have time for ops. And sometimes people will send me this stuff and say, well, there's always nuggets in this disinformation. No, it's amazing how much you can learn if you just stick with real facts and real information. I don't mind high octane speculation. Joseph and I do it all the time. So I'm guilty as anybody of kind of going into the invention room and trying to figure out and see what the patterns are. But I just think the world is full of massive amounts of disinformation, and life gets good if you just completely cut it out of your life. Dear Catherine, I assume that this is not something you can post now, but I did want you to know about it if you've not already heard about it. And then they describe the 4chan forum. There's a person called Q who's posting all sorts of stuff. This is another op. Essentially, now the people are interested in it because they'll occasionally drop a nugget that seems to come true. So it's a pretty intriguing one and pretty sophisticated, but it's basically hope porn. What's happening is you have a lot of people. Now that the financial coup is over, you need to shift the leadership in many different ways, and you also don't need as many people. You're going to squeeze people out. So you have a downsizing going on, and you have a change of leadership, and that's all being sold instead of just we're getting rid of the expensive guys and moving on to a new team. It's being sold as real fundamental cleaning of the swamp and whatever it's, and that's why I call it hope porn. Anyway, so they're re-engineering from Global 2.0 to 3.0, and factions are fighting and downsizing. You have a lot of very expensive people in a shrinking pie. So all of this is very entertaining. The problem is it keeps you passive. It keeps you from taking responsibility and action. And I assure you, you're much better off learning electricity or plumbing or home construction or auto repair than reading Q at 4chan, is my two cents. Hi, I'm a lawyer from Bucharest, Romania. I'm aware that your time is precious and every disturbance caused by such an email can be extremely annoying. Nevertheless, I must assume all the inconveniences of an apparently trivial approach and dip my toe in the water to make you a big request. You know, this guy wins his cases. My girlfriend is a huge admirer of yours. She listens to dozens of your conferences and your discussions with Dr. Farrell. She read your interviews and articles and challenged me in many discussions on the topics that you approached. It would be an immense joy for me if I could make her a surprise on her birthday, December 11th, and have you on the phone for 2 minutes. It would be extraordinary if you accepted. If not, your refusal would be absolutely understandable and would not affect in the least our great consideration for you and your extraordinary work. So happy birthday. I had a great discussion. What a fabulous girlfriend and what a great boyfriend she has. Anyway, a wonderful couple, and I confess I'm always on the lookout to meet great people in countries that I've always wanted to visit. So, you know, I've always wanted to go to Bucharest, and hopefully someday we'll meet.